so it is not strange that Gretchen felt unhappy in the new land. She became more unhappy each day, for she began to think that Rupert had forgotten her. When she set her wooden shoes outside the door, they were not filled with any gifts. Oh, how the little girl wished that she were in her old home again, for she began to think that the people in America did not keep Christmas. A kind woman in the boarding house felt sorry for the homesick little girl. So one day, she asked Gretchen's mother if Gretchen might go with her to see the beautiful stores. She was a poor woman who had no presents to give away, but she knew how to be kind. She took the little girl by the hand and smiled at her very often as they hurried along the crowded street. The Doll in the Window. It was the day before Christmas, and Gretchen was pushed about by the crowds of people. At last she and her kind friend came to a store which made the child's blue eyes open wide, for it was the loveliest toy store that she had ever seen. In the window were toys that had come across the sea, as Gretchen had done. There were dolls that were having their first Christmas in America. There were woolly sheep and tin soldiers and dollhouses from lands far away.